The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
Welcome then to Oakbeck Veterinary Hospital. I'm here with Bob Partridge. Bob, it's great to be here again, and we're specifically going to be talking puppies today, aren't we?
That's right, yes. Everyone loves having puppies in the practice, and yes, a little chat about how we look after them.
Bob, I've never had a dog. I've always wanted a dog, but never had one. If I was to get one, and like many people who are out there who have become dog owners for the first time and are very excited about having their lovely new puppy, I actually wouldn't know where to begin into taking my dog and training and getting them used to the big wide world. And this is something that you can help with, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a very, very important subject. So many problems occur with puppies because socialisation has gone wrong. And one of the frightening statistics is that more dogs are put to sleep because of behaviour problems under the age of two than die from diseases. And that's frightening. And if we can do things to try and stop that happening, then that's going to be a huge benefit both for our puppies and for the owners that had to go through the heartbreak.
Absolutely, because that is quite shocking, that statistic, isn't it? That's really sad to hear. And I imagine in a lot of cases, fairly avoidable if you get the support and help you need early on.
That's right. I mean, a lot of the support actually needs to come from the breeders right at the start, because a lot of the development occurs in the first few weeks of life, often before owners pick up their new puppy. So this is why it's so important to avoid the commercial breeders, the internet sites, picking up a puppy on a junction at the M6 and never seeing the parents and things. You're so much better to go to a recognised breeder, a reputable breeder, where you get the chance to have a look at the bitch, to have a look at the other puppies, all of that sort of thing, and get a feel for how the puppies have been looked after. And the Kennel Club and Dogs Trust and also the Blue Cross are all great at providing resources for breeders to actually help them in those steps up to the sort of the 8 weeks when most puppies are rehomed.
And as a new puppy owner, you obviously will be bringing your dog along to the vets for regular checkups and for injections and that sort of thing. And you can invest in a puppy plan for that, can't you?
Absolutely. Many of our practices have puppy plans, and those incorporate vaccinations and also the care in terms of worming and flea control. But the aspect I really want to concentrate on today is the socialisation. And it's how we look after our puppies, how we try and train them to be welcome in the big bad world.
So what can you expect from puppy socialisation? If I was bringing my puppy along, first time dog owner, what could I expect?
Well, a lot of it is actually how we look after our puppies at home. Young puppies, they are in a developmental stage of, oh, that's new and exciting, that's new and interesting. And there isn't the fear associated with picking up new ideas and new things. And we need to try and utilise that developmental stage to give our puppies experiences of lots and lots of different things. Tall people, short people, children, people wearing hats, people carrying umbrellas, all of these things that you can imagine. We need to try and put ourselves in the eyes of a puppy and try and think about how they look at the world and what they might find as frightening in the future. So trying to introduce them to those things in a non-threatening way and giving them rewards when they're, guy with an umbrella, so what? Giving them a treat, let them be calm and settled with that. But also there's an opportunity to look at taking puppies out and experiencing traffic, going to the countryside and seeing tractors, and also looking at cows and all the other different bits and pieces that we see too. A puppy's brain at birth and a puppy's brain at 12 weeks of age, it increases in size over 10 times. And not by the number of brain cells, but by the connections. And those connections all are developed as a result of experiences and learning. And those live with that puppy for the rest of its life. So the way that that puppy develops in those early stages will dictate how that dog is going to be for the rest of life. Is it going to be a fearful dog that's frightened of everything and responds by trying to bite? Or is it going to be a welcome, socialised dog that comes out and says, oh, hi, hello, nice to meet you, wag the tail, someone new. What sort of dog do we want for the future? And we then make that decision, and then we try and build those building blocks with our young dogs.
We've talked about unexpected things causing behavioural issues there. So we hear a lot about dogs with fireworks and thunderstorms getting very scared and very agitated. Is there anything you can do to combat that, Bob?
So the sort of things that we can do is we can try and give these experiences, as I say, in a non-threatening way. We have various CDs that have sound recordings of thunderstorms and fireworks, and we can play those at a low volume and in a way where we can actually give the puppies treats and make sure that they know that, thunderclap, so what? Okay, I get a treat when there's a thunderclap, it's a good thing to have. So we're trying to avoid the situation that when there is a thunderstorm, we have our dogs hiding underneath the sofas or trying to get away from it. So it's building in that experience early to avoid later fear.
So creating a feeling of calmness is very important. Are there any other ways that you can do that?
The scientists have been very clever at trying to use nature's own remedies. And the pheromone that bitches give off when they're lactating, we've actually synthesised, and we can put that into a bottle or into effectively an air freshener, and we can plug it in. So it produces this smell that the puppies respond to by generating that feeling of calm and relaxation. I mean, we've all seen puppies suckling and how contented they look. And they sit there, and with this artificial pheromone that we're producing, it gives them that feeling of contentment, and it can reduce or help reduce stress levels, you know, in our new puppies in their new home.
As a new dog owner, it's very important really to make sure that your dogs are used to other dogs, isn't it? And also probably quite good to meet some other dog owners. Is that something that you can find out about through your vet?
Absolutely. I mean, our puppy club, we run on a Thursday evening, and it's run by our nurses, and it's a great opportunity for new pet owners to get together, to have a chat and discuss ideas, but also having these puppies running around and playing, fantastic socialisation for them. And it gives us an opportunity to go through clipping the nails, checking their ears, having a look inside their mouths, checking their teeth, and getting them used to this as being part and parcel of normal daily life. And so they don't then respond to it fearfully or upset by it. And that means then that we as vets can do our job properly in later life.
Sounds like I need to come along to get my fix of watching puppies play then, Bob.
Oh, it's a great remedy. It's a great stress buster for all of us, I think.
So if you're listening to this and you are a new puppy owner and you'd like to find out more about puppy socialisation in general and the services that are on offer, how can you do that, Bob?
Best way to get in contact with us is to have a look on our website, www.vethospital.co.uk, or to give us a call on 01 423 561414. Remember, because we're a veterinary hospital, there's someone here 24 hours a day, so we're here looking after patients, and we're able to help you with your queries anytime.
The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.